Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to another Halloween season edition of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Daniel Shine, joined as always by that guy, Todd Loya.
What's up?
Pugs Dread.
Namaste.
And Mike Krueger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So we're here tonight to talk about a brand new film called Tar from director Aaron Wolf. And this one follows a mysterious creature rises from the depths of the La Brea tar pits in Los Angeles to wreck the city. All right. Todd, how many bodies have you thrown in there?
I've only ever been there once, and that was when I was, so no children.
Oh, well, I was not implying that you killed kids, but
I was going to say, any adults?
I was a child.
Oh, really? You lived there? I would have. It's pretty cool.
I've been there twice. We just take it for granted, dude. We're from California. We don't care.
Krueger, have you ever been to the Grand Canyon?
No.
See, my wife's the same way. Arizona never.
I have no desire to go.
It's a fucking hole in the ground. I'm with you, Krueger.
You can throw shit off of it. It's cool.
Okay. And those stupid stones. You know which one I'm talking about? They take place in Cars.
Yeah.
Okay, that shit. You just go to Cars Land at Disneyland or whatever. And it's the same shit. Yeah. I don't understand the fascination with these fucking things.
And you get a ride out of it, too.
Yeah.
The only cool thing about the Grand Canyon is somebody dies, some dumbass falls off it like every fucking year. So,
Dan, when
you're down, you want to go to Grand Canyon, Dan?
Shut up. Dan, I'll take you.
Right.
That's fucked up. We'll live stream the visit. Patreon exclusive. I hear it as he's falling down. He's just yelling, fuck you, Todd.
Yell it several times.
No, I just want one long one.
That's fuck all. You, Todd.
Exactly.
I'll fucking Alan Rickman your ass, Todd. Just slow motion.
No, you're going to RoboCop it, and you're going to have like super long arms as you fall down.
Middle fingers.
All right. Anyways,
we are talking about a movie tonight. So Tar, Krueger, what did you think?
So at first, just looking at the trailer, it looked pretty cool. Looked like it was going to be a throwback, like to something in the 80s. And it really wasn't. I mean, it is a throwback, but it doesn't like take place in the 80s or anything like that. And right away we get this pretty cool, like animated explanation of like the origin of, you know, our creature that we're going to get. But that being said, once we started getting into the story, I didn't really like the story. I thought the characters, especially the main character, was just kind of lame. He wasn't like funny, and I think he like tried a little bit too hard. Some of the characters like had a couple of laughs in there, but I don't know, the tone that they were going for, I don't think worked, at least not for me. The creature was pretty decent, like once we finally get the look at him, but he wasn't in the movie enough for me to like actually like enjoy him as a monster. And then like by the time he like we actually get to see his design and see him, you know, kill some people, I was so checked out of the movie already that none of it mattered. Even if the gore looked good and there was a couple of good kills, I was just like, I fucking want to just get through this movie. And I didn't really like it at all, but I did enjoy the Dan character. He was pretty funny.
He made me laugh hard when when he started running.
The survivor? Okay, that's cool.
You're talking about the incel and the hamburger outfit.
Hey, she promised him. God damn it.
Valid point.
Yeah. Fair is fair. What about you, Pugs?
So like Krueger, I didn't really get too much out of this, but I did like the idea of what they were going for, and Free Willy's Indian telling that backstory was pretty cool. But The monster,
His name is Graham Greene, sir.
Whatever.
Homeless man. We'll just call him homeless man.
No, that's Free Willy's Indian. Yeah, he was one of my favorite parts of the story because I'll listen to an Indian talk all the time. They know how to tell stories. The monster I thought was lame. He just looked like he was like a cheap ass Dementor. Those things from Harry Potter, but like with black grass on him. I don't know. He kind of sucked. Homegirl Nicole Alexandra Shipley made this movie tolerable. So I can't shit all over this movie. Story's whack. She's hot as fuck. Give it a try. See if you like it.
Okay. And Todd, what did you think? It's in your neck of the woods. Did you have
any? You know, that's the problem. I'm a sucker for LA based horror. And the setting. I liked it. I didn't love it, but I knew immediately the lack of monster Krueger was going to check out because it's done very old school where you build up to see the monster at the end, which is kind of the format they went with, which is fine with me. I like the isolated, you know, story of, you know, the something out there trying to get you. I've always been another thing I'm always really liked. I thought it was a fun watch.
I think one of the issues with it, Graham Greene's character.
And I didn't put over Tiffany Shepis is in it too. So between her and the other one, I was like, this is good.
The other one, how dare you? I understand though. You have
Nicole Alexander Shipley?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
There you go.
Dread. Soon to be.
Okay. Oh, she's hyphenating?
That's cool.
That's a lot of names.
So one issue that I had with it was I think a lot of the side characters are more interesting. Like if the homeless guy were the lead throughout the whole movie, hey, that would have been great. I don't think it's necessarily an acting issue. It's just I found the lead character kind of just.
He was boring. I mean, I'm not going to argue. The lead was like, it's hard to invest in him, which is a problem with for a movie like this you should be investing in.
Yeah.
So I liked it in spite of him.
Yeah, I would have preferred the Dan character to be the survivor.
It might have been interesting if they just, you know.
Wait. Maybe it was. Maybe we hit something. The one that annoyed everyone.
I would survive. I would be the one here. That.
Oh, yeah. You would run and just not stop. That some part was the best part of the fucking movie. Just pick the
fuck off. No, I like it. No, you promised me a kiss. God damn it.
No, before that, when they were checking the door or whatever, and like the two girls were going forward, and then they just hear a.
Well, sometimes you gotta run, you know.
See, this is one I definitely feel like with a group would have. I think everyone here would have probably had more fun with it.
Well, no, I have some good things to say. Like I said, the lead's kind of just Tiffany Shepis again when she's on screen, very likable. I would have liked to maybe have seen more of her. The dad, Timothy Bottoms of. Invaders from Mars fame. Again, very likable. I would have been more invested with him maybe being the lead. It does follow the old school rules of not really showing much of the creature till the end. But when you do see him, I think he's actually pretty cool.
That's not, and just to be clear, that wasn't my problem. My problem was that what we got was just like these weird, like kind of a little bit CGI enhanced, like blob thing, and then just a bunch of these characters that I didn't like at all. So by the time, like the creature was around, I didn't give a shit
for you. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But they do bring a few cool kills towards the end. We get some face rippage and some impalings. Yeah. It does come to life. This isn't a Sci-Fi Channel style film. I mean, it does try and rise above that in terms of quality and effects, so if that's a concern.
What I do want to ask Kruger, what about the jaw? the
no oh, oh what do you mean like when the
when they like the well, I'm trying not to give it away too much, but
let's talk about in spoilers.
Okay then.
But yeah, no, it had some moments. It comes to life at the end, but it is a little too leisurely, and the lead again not very likable. And
I do want to mention Bobby the construction worker, played by Bobby Ramos, also Dino Winwood and UEW.
I laughed my ass off when they were playing his theme in the fucking goddamn car. Like, that was fucking funny as shit.
Well, this has to be somewhere connected to the SoCal wrestling industry. You have him, you have Stu Stone. I don't know. I just thought that was weird.
It was funny. I thought I recognized a couple people, but then you didn't say anything. So I was
Stu
like,
oh, Stone maybe. Was the one who like owned the building, who came in and was like the asshole who gets, well, not spoiling.
Nice. I'm surprised we didn't have, well, whoever he would have been at the time, Johnny Mundo, Johnny Nitro or something fighting the creature. Yeah, I mean, I still think it's worth the watch, but it's not perfect. It's too bad, though, because I do think the creature was unique and cool. I don't know. Tar, too. I'm down for it.
So I'm the only one that didn't like the Tar. I was going to say something inappropriate. The Tar guy.
I thought he looked pretty cool.
I hated his fucking hood thing. It, you know, that fake grass just like looked like that painted flat black.
The hood part. At first, I was like, this looks fucking stupid. But once, like, it came off and you actually got to see, like, the teeth and the mouth of him, I thought that was cool. And his weapon was kind of cool.
I think I was just put off by the fucking cloak.
Yeah, no, I don't blame you. I was, too. I was like, did I seriously waste all this time to look at this stupid fucking shit? I was so mad at first.
But there are some movies that do it, and it looks like an Atari creation, so it's not.
Oh, what, Krampus the Reckoning? Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, there were a couple bad dude, Krampus movies.
Those Krampus fucking sci-fi ones are so bad.
I still love them. They're garbage, but
there might be one.
The one in particular, where it looks like a goddamn PlayStation 2 graphics. As Krampus. I think that's the record.
Just like you see them like slash and then you see this like computer blood just.
Yeah, at least these guys went more of a practical route with their monster.
Yeah, they did.
I do appreciate that.
Their heart was in the right place. It's just when the lead goes into Ash mode, he just can't pull it off. And that's one of the big issues.
There's nowhere near Ash mode.
I know. He tried. I don't
give a fuck about that guy.
But yeah, no. And then he was kind of a dick to his dad too. I just didn't like him, and that's kind of an issue. But a couple tweaks and this could have rose above what it is, I think. So anyways, we'll rate it a scale of 0 to 5 stars. Kruger, what say you?
I'm a 1.5 out of 5. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't really care for it.
Pugs?
Only because my future ex-wife's in it. 2.5.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Okay. I figured
I'll be the highest.
Yeah, you are. I'm a 3, though. I do think it's above average for, indie creature feature. Their heart's in the right place. Probably be a while before I watch it again, though. Shit. You know what? Since this is they should.
Are you in a fantasy book, Dan?
Yeah, real quick.
No, let's just go to spoilers.
Homeless Jimmy is the homeless dude.
You know what? Now we have ourselves a fucking hero.
Right
there, you go. Just at the end, he's about to kill the lead, and then you get the shopping cart just whacks him out a window or something. Jimmy. Awesome.
Okay, I'll allow that fantasy booking because it was good for once.
Brilliant.
All right, so
when I make my avatar, I'm not giving you anything. You can cameo as like some little creature or something, motherfucker. All right, so anyways, spoiler talk, guys.
I just want to watch Dan try to edit whatever he creates.
I have a headache already.
Right?
Be awesome. All right. So spoiler talk, guys. If you don't wish for this to be spoiled for you, now would be the time to bow out and join us once you do see it. All right. Spoiler. Who has spoiler thoughts?
You wanted to talk about that kill, Todd. You're talking about Jewish, Jewish dude gets his jaw ripped off.
Yeah.
Oh, that was very cool. But like I said, once I saw the kill on Dino, I was like, oh fuck, like this is, they're all gonna be lame as fuck. So maybe they should have like threw a gore effect towards like the middle of the movie, so I kind of knew what I was getting into, because I was like already worried and like the characters, man, were so it was like trying too hard to be funny for me. Right. And like, and that's okay in some stances, like with Dude Bro Party Massacre, when it's so over the top. But this just wasn't that good, and like, I didn't like really care for anybody. So I was just like, "Oh, that's a cool gore effect," but the rest of this movie sucks, and I want it to end. So,
yeah, no, it's too bad because, but I still liked it. Like I said, I think the finale was very exciting. But the creature was cool, in my opinion, one of the better ones I've seen in an indie movie in a while. So it was different enough that I still think it's worth the watch. I don't know if I really have spoiler thoughts, but
you think they should have leaned more into horror? I mean, into comedy than horror, because
then it's Feast.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that, but
it was awesome.
With this one, I had more of a vibe, the vibe that it should.
You just booked a future franchise show.
We should also watch Project Greenlight for that too.
Oh, I love that season.
It should have been more. This one, I think, should have been a little more straightforward, because the comedy. I mean, there might have been a couple funny lines, but it's just not. Yeah.
That one line I keep talking about, or that one scene, that tickled the fuck out of me. Like, I hadn't giggled that or laughed that hard in a long time. Maybe a few hours, but
the comic relief in this wasn't as good as it could have been, and that's another issue.
It was based on you, Dan.
And that's fucked
well,
up.
Well, he's not that funny, so it makes sense.
Oh, we're laughing at him, not with him.
Oh, but okay.
Same issue I had kind of in Tremors: Shrieker Island with John Heder. He was kind of supposed to be comic relief, but he didn't really do anything particularly funny, so yeah. But yeah, that's all I've got.
Yeah.
All right, so guys, be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. We appreciate it very much. It helps the channel. We're closing in on Halloween, guys, so we hope you're having a good one. Fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay pages, and also patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures for exclusive uncensored content. We just recorded a Borat review that is hilarious and quite uncensored. Pugs, take us home.
And you can follow us across all the social media bullshits. We're on everything. And check out that Patreon. That's do yourself a favor.
Yes.
Happy Halloween season. Enjoy yourselves there. We're ready to trick or treat. So everyone, say good night.
Good night.
Good night.